Fewer than 2 million Maryland citizens voted in 2014, on the night Governor Larry Hogan was elected. Some state lawmakers say the first step in getting more voters is making voter registration automatic when you become eligible. WYPR's Rachel Bay looks at some of the proposals.
There are a lot of government agencies that have your name, age, and citizenship status.
Social service agencies, the Department of Motor Vehicles, the Healthcare Exchange.
Senator Roger Mano, a Democrat from Montgomery County, is behind one of a few efforts in Annapolis to make voter registrations automatic. Let's say you have dealt with one of those agencies, maybe gotten a driver's license or signed up for health insurance through the state exchange, and you are eligible to vote, but you haven't registered. Under Mano's bill, the state will register you to vote automatically. You have 21 days to opt out.
Going back hundreds of years, there have been prohibitions against folks voting because of their race or their gender. This is a sort of a vestige of the past, this sort of onerous requirement that folks actually have to go and register to vote. You don't have to register to get your trash picked up, hopefully. That's a function of government.
Delegate Eric Lutke, another Montgomery County Democrat, has a similar proposal. His bill would automatically register people to vote at the Motor Vehicle Administration. Lutke said one of the benefits of an automatic registration system is that it's more secure.
Let's say you run into somebody who's registering voters out front of your local Safeway. You just sign a document, you send it in, that's the registration. If you register at the MVA, first of all, there's data security. We don't run into the chance of situations like they had a few years ago in Virginia where a voter registrar threw out voter applications of people because they were from a different party.
California and Oregon both recently adopted automatic voter registration. Because the new systems just went into effect in January, it's too soon to know what impact the programs will have. Jennifer Clark oversees voting rights issues at New York University's Brennan Center for Justice. She anticipates that the programs will help keep voter rosters up to date.
A lot of roles have outdated information because people do move and they update their driver's license, but they don't get around to updating their voter registration. And so the automatic registration, as soon as they have any interaction with a social service agency at their new address, their voter registration will also be automatically updated.
Because the systems automate processes that have previously been done by hand, Clark said the programs could help reduce costs. But Clark said that the biggest benefit, specifically of a program like Mano's, is that it could register people who are typically the least likely to register and show up to the polls on their own.
The elderly are less likely to have an up-to-date driver's license. The elderly, however, might interface to get their social security checks or to get Medicare or Medicaid.
City residents are also less likely to have driver's licenses.
The expansion of this to other social service agencies would be more likely to get people who live in cities, people who potentially move around more often, and you know that tends to include low-income voters.
Delegate Neil Parrott, a Republican from Washington County, said the proposals are an invitation for fraud.
All it does is make it much, much easier to cheat in elections, to say, hey, this person's not voted for the last 16 years. They're not going to vote again this time, so I'm going to take their name and I don't even need an ID and go ahead and vote.
Parrott has his own voter registration bill. His would require Marylanders to submit proof that they're citizens before they can officially register. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.